Support for WYPR comes from University of Maryland Medical System, committed to advancing the health of Maryland through academic medicine. With locations across the state, care is delivered close to home. Learn more at ummms.org.
Welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. By the way, coming up on the show tomorrow, University of Baltimore law professor and Substack host Kim Whaley will join me to talk about what President Trump's attitude towards war powers, election integrity, and emoluments means for democracy. And it's Midday at the Movies. The Maryland Film Festival returns to its traditional spring slot this year. Jed Dietz, the founding director of the festival, and KJ Moore, the director of programming, join us for a glimpse of what will be going on inside the Parkway Theater starting on the 8th of April. Plus, we'll have a theater review from J. Wynn Russick. So that's coming up tomorrow. If you've just joined us today, we're talking about the war in Iran and what it means for the geopolitical climate around the world. Some Americans find themselves not on one side or another of this conflict, but in fact, caught in between. Jewish Iranians here in the United States have family and friends in Israel and are also connected to the long-standing Jewish community in Iran, which means they often find themselves in a difficult place as open war continues to bring death and destruction around the Middle East. Sharon Mashihi is a film and podcast producer. Her podcast, Appearances, which she created 6 years before this war began, paints an intimate portrait of a Jewish Iranian-American family, much like Sharon's own family. It was a difficult space then, and it's even more difficult now. Sharon Mashihi joins us on Zoom. Sharon, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Hi.
So tell us a little bit about your podcast. It's in 9 parts. It's called Appearances. Talk about the dynamics that you create in the podcast. It's based on your life and the community that you grew up in. Both your parents came to the United States around the time of the revolution in Iran. Give us a glimpse into what you were trying to do.
The podcast is not really about world events. It's about the dynamics in one family, in this case, an Iranian-American family where the parents grew up in Iran and the children grew up in the U.S. And in my experience and the experience of just about everybody I know who's first-generation American-born, Iranian or pretty much from any other country, it can be really painful to be raised in the U.S. and have certain cultural understandings of the rights of the individual, you know, and not just the rights of the individual, but pursuing individual pleasure and pursuing what you want in the world versus a sense of familial duty that the parent generation has. I grew up understanding that family comes first. That was the understanding I got from my family. And then the understanding I got in the U.S. is that I come first, my needs come first. And I tried to look at all of that inside one family, and I performed as all the members of one family myself because I was sort of trying to understand the way family exists in my own head. So I always say the characters in the show aren't exactly fully realized people. They're the way the main character imagines her family members in her own mind.
Let me play a little clip from the podcast Appearances.
One time, when Melanie was a teenager, I said to her, imagine one day, out of nowhere, America goes up into flames.
But Mom, that's never gonna happen.
Okay, Vali, just imagine. Mage man, I thought ke Iran is gonna go away. Mage ma, we were expecting a revolution. It happens. All of a sudden, things change. And your friends, your house, your life, you cannot have any of it back ever again.
Okay, fine. All of it goes away. Then what?
Then you have to go all the way across the world to another country. Let us call it Moscustan.
Moscustan?
Yeah, it's a fascinating exploration of these cultural differences in perspective. She goes on to describe Moskistan and these hypothetical children being raised there. Their culture is so different and they're frustrated that she doesn't understand. She says, Mom, we're not American or Moskitonian.
In Moskistan, we don't brush our teeth with toothbrush and toothpaste. We rub our teeth with jelly and then we gargle with chocolate milk.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
Now, Hamineke, I'm telling you, it is exactly like that.
So, yeah, I can't imagine how conflicted your feelings must be about this current conflict, this war in Iran. Are you in touch with folks in Iran, folks in Israel, you and your mom? You talk about the cultural differences. Are you experiencing them now when it comes to the response to the war?
It's interesting you use the word conflicted, because I do feel a terrible pain in the pit of my stomach, and I have since this war began, and I felt it when the war happened in June, and it feels almost like I'm being ripped apart. But I'm not conflicted in how I feel about the war. I'm completely, entirely, 100% against this war. And so I feel in conflict with the governments that started it. And so that's the site of the conflict is more of like a, why is this happening? Why does this have to happen feeling? I also have an aunt who lives in Israel, and of course, I worry about her safety. I don't have family left in Iran, but I have so many friends and loved ones who do. The thing about Iran is that we understand it, you know, it's called the Islamic State of Iran, but it's a place with many different kinds of people and has had many different kinds of people for thousands of years. There are Muslims there who are religious, Muslims who are secular, Jews who are religious and secular, Zoroastrians, Christians, Baha'is, you know, like all of these people live there and know each other, grow up together, work together. And that's true in the diaspora too. You know, I grew up with all kinds of Iranians and know and love all kinds of Iranians. So there's this feeling of knowing what my own pain is and then imagining what it's like to have your mom and dad still in Iran or your siblings still in Iran. And some of my pain is around not being able to fathom what that's like. Like I feel a guilt and a shame that I can't fathom what that's like. And all of this stuff just feels like eerie, mixed up. It's just so, it feels gross at times. And I feel gross. I feel like all of us Americans should feel gross right now. But being Iranian and Jewish and American, it's all in there in me. And I just like, I want this war to end now is how I feel about it.
It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. If you've just joined us, my guest is Sharon Mashihi. She's a film producer and the creator of a podcast called Appearances, as she just mentioned. She is a Jewish Iranian American. She lives in Brooklyn, New York. So, Sharon, you have so many communities to which you are, to whom you are connected, including the community in Brooklyn, you know, the community of creatives and artists in Brooklyn, of which you are certainly a very successful member. How is it navigating all of those different communities?
Well, I don't, you know, if you listen to the podcast Appearances, you hear a lot about how there's a lot that I don't talk to my own family about. And the paradox in my life and in the podcast is that I love my family fiercely and they love me fiercely. And there are lots of things that we just don't talk about. So we don't really talk about politics and we don't really talk about certain parts of my personal life. And I think also there's kind of There's many ways to be a person in the diaspora. There are people who were exiled around the time of the revolution who dream of going back. And then there are people who are like, Iran, the country, is in my past. I'm just going to carry forward Iran, the culture. And I think my family is more of the second kind. So I don't even know how necessarily connected they feel to the events that are happening. In my experience, the people who feel the most connected are the people whose family members' lives are at stake. And I live in a house in Brooklyn. It's kind of a three-apartment house. And my neighbors on both other floors are also Iranians, and they're Iranians whose family members are still there. And so being in the same building and seeing them daily, it is with me in a very powerful way, because I know how much pain they're in, and I know how much it's just constant worrying. You know, it's one thing to get bad news that something tragic has happened to a loved one, and then it's another thing when your loved ones are experiencing a war, which means that at any minute of any day, for multiple days in a row, you might get the call that something has happened to a loved one.
Yeah, it's an ongoing trauma.
It's agony.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine what it is like to live with that every single second. I don't know if I answered your question, but this, it's terrible.
Yeah, yeah, no, you did. And I'm just so grateful to you for being with us and agreeing to share your story. Here we are on the eve of Passover in a very, very, complex and difficult time for folks in all of the communities of which you are a member and in which you are welcomed. So I appreciate your time and your willingness to be with us. Thank you so much, and happy Passover.
Thanks so much, Tom. Thanks.
Sharon Mashihi is a film producer and the creator of the podcast Appearances. And up next, our show, Midday, is coming to a conclusion. It's one of several big changes coming to the schedule here on WIPR. Baltimore Media Program Director Maxie Jackson will walk us through what those changes are on the other side of a quick break. I'm Tom Hall. You're listening to Midday. Stay with us.
This is 88.1 WYPR.